How long does it take you to get over a game physically, just especially a game like that that was so physical, for your body to kind of recover?
Maybe like a couple of days, maybe two, mm-hmm. three, but, you know, staying in the treatment definitely rushed. It quick as a process.
Yeah. Do you expect that? I'm sorry, were you still?
No, I'm good, sorry.
Do you expect kind of a chippy atmosphere in a game against LSU? Because it seems like they're still mad about the game of life.
Yeah, I've heard, but, you know, it's just for me and my teammates, it's just another opportunity for us to finish the season strong. You know, what happened last year was last year, but this year's a new year, a new opportunity, a great opportunity for us to show what we can do. So we're just going to keep it as simple as possible, not make it more than it is.
To hear they're already talking, does that motivate you guys anymore? You just tune that up?
We're already self-motivated. You know, we just came off a tough loss in Athens, so we're pretty pissed off about that. But, you know, we're just going to go back to practice, making sure we clean up things that we need to clean up and put our best foot forward for the game on Saturday.
You know they're going to have a lot of emotion out there, LSU is, after what happened last year. But how much do you need to bring that, match their emotion, especially on the road?
We're going to have a lot of emotion as well. You know, we believe that we could have beat the number 4 team in the country, and we came up a little bit short in Athens, Georgia. So we're pretty pissed off too. So it's going to be definitely a boxing match, but not literally. But it's going to be a great atmosphere. For
have
sure.
you watched them play a little, Justin?
I have. Yeah, they're a great team. Obviously, they're undefeated. Going to the SEC championship. Kudos to them. They're a great team. But you know, I believe that we're a great team as well. So you know, on Saturday is going to be a great team, a great game. And we're going to put our best foot forward.
How challenging is their offense?
Pretty challenging. I believe if you're a number 1 team in the country, your defense and offense and special teams is going to be all challenging. Yeah. You're great all around. So it's definitely going to be a great opportunity for us.
What are your thoughts on, you know, going against Joe Burrow, who's, you know, probably the front runner for Heisman right now?
Yeah, I played him last year. He's a great quarterback. And he hasn't done nothing but get better. So, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity for us to see what we can do against him.
In the way you guys played against Georgia, I mean, how confident are you in your defensive performance heading into LSU?
I feel pretty confident about it. You know, we created a lot of pressure against Jake Fromm, and Georgia's a great football team. So LSU's a good football team too. So, you know, we're going to take all the energy that we have that we lost against Georgia, put it into our practice, and be our best selves on Saturday.
Did y'all make this a rivalry more so with that win last year? You think it upped the
I think it is. I mean, it's pretty chippy. So I think it's under the category of rivalry based on just the talking and the buzz and the energy already. You can feel, and it's already Monday. So, you know, it's going to be a great game.
Do you expect a more intense environment than even typically?
I'm not sure what to expect. All I know is, you know, we can control what we control, our attitude, our effort, and our preparation. So, you know, as long as we keep a key hold on those things, then I believe we'll be just fine.
You won't have to play 7 overtimes this year.
Hopefully not. I think they changed the rule or something like that. So, yeah, I think they cut that short. But, yeah, we can only control what we can control.
How well are you playing individually right now, Justin?
You know, I think I'm just doing what coaches tell me to do. Be my best self. Be a leader. Lead by example. Be a great teammate. So, you know, I don't like to focus more on me. It's about the team and our efforts towards the ball. So, you know, all we can do is just control our attitude and our effort.
What do you remember about the week leading up to the LSU game 2 years ago, the last time that y'all went, and kind of the turmoil that surrounded the program at the time, and how different is things leading up to the game this go around?
Last year, two years ago. Don't even remember. That was a long time ago, man. Mm-hmm. So much football I played, but you know, a new year, new opportunity for us. So, you know, all we can do is just buy into what Coach Elko has for us and practice, and making sure that we're tightening things that need to be tightened up, and play.
Are you excited about the opportunity to get to play there one go around where there isn't external pressures like there was 2 years ago?
I don't know. It's just another week, another opportunity to play a great team, a number 1 team. So
you see all the points they're putting up, obviously doing it different ways, pass and run. I mean, what do you try to shut one of them down and make them do the other, Justin? How do you effectively slow down an offense that's putting up so many points?
You just play ball. You just do your job. You do your 1/11th to your best abilities, and then let the rest take care of itself.
Josh, when do you plan on making a decision on your future and when or not you're going to come back and play next year or if you're going to go into the draft?
When it comes to those things, man, all I'm focused on, man, is LSU, man. You know, they're the number one team. They're the third number one team that we played this year. So, you know, it's just all this talk about draft and all these things. I'm just focused on the LSU game, man, and just finishing the season strong.
How important is
– You ever thought about it much, Justin?
Not at all, really. You know, people have been coming up to me. I've actually been trying to avoid it, honestly, and just focus on the season because, you know, it's now you can erase people off your schedule. You have games to play. So I just been focused on the teams and taking them 1 week at a time. And this week we got LSU at Baton Rouge.
I know every year or every game you want pressure on the quarterback. How important is it to get pressure on Burrow?
Him up a little bit.
Oh, it's very important to get pressure against him. He's a throwing quarterback, you know. It's very important to get him uncomfortable in the pocket. So that's what we're going to try to do.